10 years ago. Turning 20 was an exercise in futility. You were no longer in your teens, but you still couldn't have a drink to celebrate your birthday. Not that Bristol Montgomery was actually obeying that teeny-tiny little law at the moment. She sipped her cheap champagne as she looked over the group of friends who had gathered for her party and tried not to grimace. She didn't actually like the taste of champagne, but it was her birthday-slash-going-away party, and she wanted to be fancy, classy, and the epitome of perfection. She'd have a Coke later to wash her mouth out.
"Well, how is my baby sister?"
Liam asked as he came to her side. He wrapped his arm around her shoulders, and she glanced up at him, grinning. He looked exactly like her other two brothers and cousins, though his eyes were different, looking more like their mother's than the rest of the family. All the Montgomerys had dark hair and light eyes. The men were all big and built, the women mostly curvy, and her female cousins could probably break a man over their knee if someone dared to hurt their family. Bristol might not be able to do that, but she could try.
"I'm doing fine," she leaned into him. "How are you, Liam?"
"Doing great. Mom knows how to throw a party. Though I am wondering why you have a glass of champagne in your hand when I do believe this is your 20th birthday, not your 21st.
Bristol rolled her eyes.
"Mom's the one who poured it for me."
"Ah, yes, the whole you're allowed to have a single drink on your birthday as long as you're in the house and not driving rule. I remember that."
He let out a breath, and she knew he was smiling above her head.
"Just because you're an old man who's allowed to drink now doesn't mean you can try to lower your voice and pretend you're giving me sage advice and thinking of the old days."
"I'm not old. I'm not even 30 yet."
Liam grinned, and she smiled.
"Don't tell Mom that you said 30 was old."
"Considering you're the one who lamented over the fact that you were reaching old age at 20, I really don't think you have a leg to stand on."
Bristol grimaced.
"I was having a bad morning. Plus the fact that Mom couldn't stop laughing at me as I said it probably meant she didn't take me seriously."
"You're the baby of the family. Of course they're not going to take you seriously when you lament about your age. They've already been through it all before."
"I am not the baby of the family, thank you very much. Aaron is still a teenager,"
she said, speaking of their youngest brother.
"Where is Aaron?"
she asked, looking around for him.
Liam shrugged. "Probably making out with a girl in a closet."
She looked at her big brother and rolled her eyes.
"You would think since you're the model and all, you would be the one making out with a girl in a closet. Or a guy."
Liam just smirked, shaking his head.
"I don't need to make out with a girl or a guy in my parents' closet. I can rent a hotel room to get out of here. And I won't tell you exactly what we'd be doing."
He winked, and she visibly shuddered, like she knew he wanted her to.
"Gross, don't talk about things like that. I am pure and innocent, and I don't need to hear any of that."
Liam threw his head back and laughed, and she flipped him off.
"I'm the birthday girl, and this is my going away party. You should be nice to me."
"I'm always nice," he paused. "Are you ready for tomorrow?"
Bristol shrugged, not really knowing if that was the right answer or not.
"I want to be okay, though I'm a little nervous."
"You're supposed to be. This is a big thing."
She looked at her big brother, then leaned into his side and sighed.
"I thought you were supposed to help me not stress out about things like this."
"No, I'm supposed to help you with the big things, just like the rest of your big brothers are, and your little brother and your parents. You've got your BFF to help you feel better."
She looked over at her best friend, Marcus, who was hanging out with his sisters. He turned to glance at her over his shoulder and winked.